You have the floor, sir.
Oh, well, thank you. So I am here in town, and at 10 a.m. this morning, I will be at the airport partnering with them to make an announcement together, but we're giving you a little preemptive news, letting you know that on November the 1st, Allegiant Air will begin operating nonstop flights between the Capital Region International Airport here in Lansing, Michigan, and Orlando Sanford International Airport in Central Florida.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. Now, Allegiant has been here in the past. Tell us about that history and why you decided to come back.
Sure. So we served here, I'm going to pull these numbers out of my head, but I want to say it's from 2003 until 2009. And the community was, fantastic community to work with, as well as the airport and everyone here. Flight times between here and Las Vegas and, long story short, moving over to Grand Rapids and moving our operation over there allowed us to keep that flight running. But we wanted to look for a way to come back here in the Lansing community, and so we're able to do that starting this November with nonstop flights to Florida.
All right. When will that start, and will they be round trip? And give us some details.
Sure. Flights will start on November the 1st. I believe we're operating two flights every week, every Thursday and Sunday, I believe. And so, different options for folks there to kind of plan their vacation. Flights are on sale right now already at Allegiant.com, so they can be booked now. I believe fares are starting as low as $84.99 one way. That includes all the government taxes and fees in there. So, it's priced to be a great deal to make it affordable for people to go with a convenient nonstop flight. And then we also encourage people while they're booking that flight to look for opportunities to bundle that together with hotels and rental cars. And that's when folks get the best deal. We're not just an airline, but we are a travel company, and we don't just want to get you there, but we want to help get you in an affordable vacation.
Now, Brian, any tentative plans for Allegiant to fly other locations to and from Lansing?
So we're going to start with service to Orlando, and then we'll let the customer tell us if we need to do more. And, we'll be watching closely, and making a booking is the easiest way to tell us that you like our service and want more of it.
All right, Brian, tell us the history of Allegiant Air.
Sure. So we've been around for more than a decade now. Really, in 2001 is when our current management stepped in and started to build the company as it looks today, and focused on connecting small to medium-sized communities throughout the U.S. Today, I believe there's 65 to 70 of these small to medium-sized communities like Grand Rapids, Toledo, Ohio, and connecting communities like that with affordable nonstop flights to major vacation destinations. Started with flights in and out of Las Vegas. Orlando came soon after that. Now, we offer flights from a number of cities to Tampa, St. Pete, to Fort Lauderdale, to Fort Myers, Punta Gorda, to Phoenix. We have launched service to Hawaii from cities on the West Coast. Unfortunately, we can't get you to Hawaii from here, but we can get to Orlando, and that's a good first start.
All right. Brian, when we talk about flying, the price of gas can figure in on that. How has the price of fuel affected Allegiant Air?
The fuel has a big impact on us, on our business, but, more than anything, it's forced us to make sure that we pay attention to everything else, because there's not much we can do about the price of fuel. So it forces us to be diligent in everything else, because we are committed to just providing really good deals. And, we understand that, when people are traveling for business, they're often paying with the corporate credit card, but when they're traveling for vacation, they're paying with their own money, so price matters. And so we run the business every day with that in mind and trying to make sure that we're making vacation affordable for families. And so, with fuel being what it is, it forces us to watch closely on everything else. So we have built a very efficient airline. We're focused on efficiency and providing a good deal.
Tell us what kind of jets will be flying to and from Lansing.
Right now, we're operating a fleet of MD-80 aircraft. There's 166 seats. It's a very comfortable ride. I came into town on one of them yesterday. It's a great ride. And then we have purchased 19 Airbus A319 aircraft, and those will you know, over time become the dominant aircraft in Allegiant's fleet, but that'll be some, you know, take some time for that transition.
Well, Brian, I got to believe that flying out of Michigan in the wintertime nonstop to Orlando is going to entice a lot of folks. So hopefully that will work out for Allegiant Air as well as fly Lansing in the airport and get folks to fly out of Lansing as opposed to driving to other parts of the state.
Well, we're confident it'll be a huge success. Again, those flights are for sale already at Allegiant.com. So folks can go and check those out. And as you mentioned, just about the time it starts to get cold here, we'll make it easy, convenient, and affordable for folks to get away and warm up down in Florida.
All right. Thanks so much, Brian. Enjoy your day in Lansing.
Thank you.